Welcome back to Restoring Relationships, Transforming Justice. In this lecture, we'll review the first three attributes of a person God can use in the midst of conflict and then introduce the fourth attribute. The first attribute is humility, that humility that comes from Jesus Christ. The second attribute is a desire to please God, that desire that He gives us as we spend time with Him in His Word and in prayer and in worship. The third attribute that we covered in the last lecture was a faith, that it's impossible to please God without faith. Well, this fourth attribute, even if we have the faith that pleases God, if we don't have the fourth attribute, our faith means nothing. The fourth attribute is God's love. So even if we have that faith that's required to please God, the Bible tells us our faith means nothing if it is not empowered and motivated by God's love. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 2 says, "If I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I'm nothing." And Galatians 5, 6 reads, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love." Now, we've talked about the character and attributes of God's love in an earlier lecture. We're going to expand a little more on His love in the context of this attribute being necessary to be a person that God can use as His ambassador in the midst of a conflict. Scripture tells us that God is love and that He pours His love into His people through the Holy Spirit. 1 John 4:16, "And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them." And Romans 5:5, "Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." The love that God provides is more powerful than any fear that exists in a conflict wildfire. "For there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love." 1 John 4:18. We were created for a love relationship with God that results in an overflow of heavenly kingdom love into our relationships with others, even those with whom we are in conflict. In Mark chapter 12, we have a conversation between Jesus Christ and one of the teachers of the law, who asked Him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." Our love for others is the authentic manifestation that we know and love God. Jesus said in John chapter 13, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And in 1 John 4:20, the Apostle John wrote, "Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen." The love of Jesus Christ should manifest even in our relationships with those we meet in our wildfire stories who might consider us their enemy. Jesus put it this way in Matthew 5 in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Let's review these key points about God's love. The fourth attribute of a person God can use in conflict is love. Without love, even great faith means nothing. God's love is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. God's perfect love casts out all fear. God intends for us to give away the love He gives to us. The love of Jesus Christ can manifest itself in the relationships we experience in our conflict stories, even with our enemies. And by seeking the Lord at the peace fire, we position ourselves to receive His love for others. Thank you for watching this lecture. God bless you. We'll see you next time.